I just would like to know, testing your Arabic now, actually, what does Manarat al-Sadiat actually mean, literally mean? What does Manarat al-Sadiat literally mean? If you think you know the answer, why not text in on 4001? Please do put your name on all of those messages and I will pick a winner at the end of the programme. Well, back to our guests now here in the studio, and we're finding out about the Jumeirah Creekside Hotel and their various different eco-policies. As we heard just earlier from Klaus Aspen, who's the general manager, brand new hotel, opened soft launch last week, and really, really happy to hear that they have roof-mounted solar panels that heat all the hot water. You've got grey water recovery, you've got herb garden, recycling. Are you going to be planning more? I mean, is this perhaps just a beginning stage to see what else can be actually done and implemented into the hotel?
For sure. I mean, we don't have a do stop policy. We have let's go. Get going policy. Yeah. So whatever we can see, we can implement. Of course, we will.
Yeah. I suppose, and see how it goes. And how have the staff embraced it? And how has everyone else sort of embraced it?
As I said earlier, I mean, I was so amazed. We were all aware of an educational process, but it was much shorter than we thought, because it is just a younger generation of people. They're all aware. I think the internet communicates with everybody throughout the world. And they all embrace it. We don't have to really be behind them and make sure that they recycle. They just do it by themselves.
Another great message come through. What about paper usage? Do you recycle paper?
No, what we have done in the hotel basically is we have made sure that we don't print any unnecessary material. So we were very, very diligent on what we print and what we don't print, because we don't want to kill trees. And yes, we do have, in certain areas, we do have recycled paper, yes.
Right. Now, I know there's also an award in Dubai for sort of green hotels. Is that something that you'd be sort of perhaps vying for in the future?
It's one of those things. Where we say, yeah, we just want to do the right thing. If we get an award for it, fine, but we're not going out there to get awards. Yeah.
Well, let's also bring in, we've not spoken yet, to Yasmin Abouama, who is the Arts and Culture Programme Manager. Good afternoon to Yasmin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you've also been working on the CSR side of the hotel, haven't you?
Yeah.
A number of projects and things that you've been doing. Tell us a little bit about your work there.
Well, I've been brought on board to do the arts and culture program for the hotel. As some of you might know, the hotel has an art collection. It's a contemporary Middle Eastern art collection. And we are looking into organizations that kind of relate to that, as well as a lot of colleagues who are interested in working with children. So we actually found something perfect that fit in with our program, what we want the hotel to be, and its start. So this is an organization set up by Art Dubai and Al Madad Foundation, and it's art education for children in need. So they work with orphans, refugees, and children with special needs. They work in Dubai, Lebanon, Jordan, Beirut. Yeah. And then, so basically, we started working with them. I organized colleagues to kind of take time out of their work schedules to go and work with the children every week in the Jam Jar. They have a Tuesday group, which is their special needs group, children with Down syndrome and autism. So colleagues take 2-3 hours out of their working schedule every week and go down to the Jam Jar and just, you know, meet the children, help them paint.
That's fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
And that's a sort of, and the hotel obviously is fully on board with them taking time out of their working day.
The management's been very supportive. Even, you know, our executive committee have come to the workshops as well and taken time off their schedules too. So it's colleagues across all levels. It's not forced. Everyone kind of wants to do it because of passion, not because we have to do it, you know.
I suppose that sense of giving back, isn't there? That we've heard there's sort of benefits. I don't want to talk about it from a selfish point of view, but the fact that people get a lot out of it, out of actually giving something back and learning and mixing with people perhaps they wouldn't really ever
exactly,
have a chance to meet.
I mean, there's been so many stories where, like, you know, colleagues were like, we never, you know, tried this out before, but we actually really love it. You know, we were it's a bit awkward at first. We didn't know what to do. And then, you know, they just fall into the flow and then they're laughing with the children. And, you know, so it's been a great experience. And it's something we started, you know, before the hotel opened, we wanted to start it. So mm-hmm. we just did it, you know.
It's really lovely to hear, and I think CSR is it should be very much part, shouldn't it, really, of all yeah. sort of big organisations. A lot of it is unfortunately PR, I think, but a lot of it organisations, as particular hotels, have got so much so many staff and so much motivation to do, like, you know, some great things such yeah. as what you've just been talking about.
And it's definitely something, you know, it's more for us than it is for, you know, like you say, a PR stunt, or, you know, we've not talked about it much. We just want to do it, you know, and it relates to the hotel again.
Yeah.
It's education for our colleagues, so.
What else have you been working on?
Well, we actually have a duck pond in our back garden, so we've been kind of taking care of the ducks there, and we've also got turtles. So we've actually had a story where, you know, some of the cats in the neighborhood were eating the ducks. So so the little ducklings. So we actually adopted to our housekeeping manager, director of housekeeping, actually she adopted two of the ducklings for a couple of weeks until they got bigger, and, you know, we put them back in the pond.
Oh.
You know, so we do take care of our pets in our little zoo in the backyard.
Right.
And you know, it's something that we want to get our guests also involved in, so, you know, eventually involve them in feeding. We actually from the scraps of the kitchen, you know, like putting bread aside and little vegetables and, you know, cut up vegetables, and actually feed them every day. So.
Well, it sounds lovely, and it sounds like you're sort of coming together. And I know that, as I said, you are Art and Culture Program Manager, which we'll hear about that perhaps later on. But you've got a great program coming up as well as that, supporting local Middle Eastern artists as well through the hotel. It's been a pleasure to talk to you both this afternoon. Thank you very much. I wish you all the very best with the hotel. Keep those eco policies running, and hope we'll hear much more about that as well. Thank you to Yasmin Abouama, who's the Art and Culture Programme Manager, and also to Klaus Aspen, who is the General Manager of the brand new Jumeirah Creekside Hotel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, more to come on the programme. We're going to go to the news headlines, and when we come back, we're going to be hearing from another gentleman who's going to be talking to us about his business idea, Lokesh Aswani, who's founder of Down to Earth Organics.